to was the Midrash and Ashul, and no doubt, shuls, but Midrashas and Yeshivas throughout the country, throughout the world. The God of Kol Kol Yaakov Yadami Deisov, that we have the ability to participate in whatever shape or form, helping, protecting, and Lachem Bnei Israel, who are calling out of Tefillah and of Kinesios, who are being married of the Torah and of the Midrashas and Yeshivas. And really that event, so it's a special opportunity, a very special chus for us, to hear from the novels of the Olam Shlita. Rolam is well known, first and foremost, in Kibar Hills, but way beyond the limits of the community of Kibar Hills. The novel is known in the world of Sakalocha, the world of Ashkofa, the world of Hadrocha, the world of Chesed. Many of you, some Queens people here, have a personal relationship with Rolam. Many of you have had the opportunity to hear Shul from him and to hear and to Mashav and to Rezerus. We felt that it would be a wonderful opportunity for us to come together once again, a little bit of a different venue, to hear the Bechizuk, the Soros, at this again challenging and difficult time. So a big Yeshkoyach to everybody who came out tonight. Special thank you to Dr. Tiger mentioned to all the sponsors. A special thank you to Dr. Tiger for organizing all the sponsors. So I know it's been a little bit of a busy day in the Tiger and the Adler. We have the pleasure of having an Adler Shlita joining us. And the day which is a tremendous simcha on a personal level, Yavo Bichayin, of course, it's a day of continuation of a time of very, very difficult times for Klal Yisrael throughout the world. So really, it's a special schos to hear the Torah and the Chizuk, and it's a true covenant for us to be able to hear, to be able to be discussing ourselves with the words of Torah of Yisrael from our Kol Hamshul.
So you have two Talmidei Chachamim sitting learning. The one that asks the kasha, he's the one that's attacking. He's the one that's using the spear. And the one that's answering the terrors, he's the one that's using the shield. So you have actually a mukhoma. You have the nogay, then you have the remach, you have the spear, and you have the shield. And the Mela says that some soifer did not bring the stone to Belior. Some soifer says it's on his own. Some soifer says, Talmidei Chachamim are b'mshol b'yoylam. Why? Because the world are many, many milchomas. But Talmidei Chachamim, their milchoma that they have accomplished in Torah, cancels out the other milchomas of the world. So therefore, Talmidei Chachamim are b'mshol b'yoylam. Otherwise, there would be more milchomas in the world. But the fact that we have Talmidei Chachamim that are writing the Torah, and the Mela, they have Mechamta Shul Torah, which itself is a Mechama, that Mechama, Mechamta Shul Torah, cancels out the other Mechamas that result in Marv Shalom and B'Yodom. So that's not that, it's a tremendous, tremendous chus. Klech HaTorah, we have no idea where that is. It's been told over that Einstein was once on a train in Europe, and it was very common, after a while the conductor goes around and was asking everyone for his ticket. When he comes to Einstein, Einstein puts it in his pocket and doesn't find a ticket. Puts it in the other pocket, puts it here, puts it over there. He can't find his ticket. He's very concerned. The conductor said to him, don't worry, we know who you are. We know who you are. We don't suspect you that you didn't buy a ticket. Finally, he goes further. Conductor goes further, but 5 minutes later, he looks back and sees Einstein is on his hands and his knees. He's still looking for his ticket, so he comes back. He says, Einstein, we told you, we know who you are, we know who you are. Einstein says, I know who I am, but I don't know where I'm going. I think, Rabbi Tzai, most people in the world don't know where they are going. They have no direction. The Shrechem Klal Yisrael, we have a Torah. From the very moment we get up in the morning, we know exactly where we are going. Exactly how we have to dress. We even know exactly how to put our shoes on, how to tie our shoes. There's no chelik in Jewish life that is not directed exactly where we know what we have to do. That is something which is a tremendous good that we have. However, when we talk about Torah, if you want the Torah of the Magid and Matzalah, so then we have to appreciate what does Limud HaTorah really mean. One of the most frustrating things, I believe, you know, the entire people are learning, even those who are Matzliach basically learning, the usual frustration is the problem that what is called Shikhas HaTorah. They have a problem retaining what we are learning. Very shy, or Hashem, we learn every day, whether it's an Omid Yomi, whether it's a Daf Yomi, whether it's a Raisa, whatever the program of learning should be. But as we finally wind up, as we continue to learn, and we look back, we see that a lot of what we learn we have not retained. We don't remember. And I think when the Gemara tells us, again, regarding Limud HaTorah, important to save Eretz Yisrael, we have something even more serious. That's the Gemara Dorim Daf Pei Aleph. Also, we find the same Gemara of Sefer Bamitzvah that behaved. Gemara says, "Amo Adoritz, what is it that we lost there to Israel?" The Gemara says, "Shloim Baruch Hu B'Tayr Tchila." Doesn't say they didn't learn. Doesn't say they didn't learn Torah, but they did not say Birchas HaTorah. We have to understand. A lot of said, "I would like to say Birchas HaTorah," but is that such a kefirah chaver? That to lose there to Israel, Shloim Baruch Hu B'Tayr Tchila, Ayn Shom Ram, bring down Rabbi Yoyin, and so on and so forth. Rabbi Derek Ashkofer, we'd like to try to explain something practical for oil and that before they're trying to advance in learning all the time. So we borrow from a turn still. As a matter of fact, the kasha is so strong that the Shagasaria, you know, tried to bring a riot from this Gemara because, you know, the Machlokes are Rishonim, between the Ramban and the Rambam, where the Birchas HaTorah is the rice. You get up in the morning before learning about the same Birchas HaTorah. Rambam holds it's not a derisa, it's only Rabbonim. Therefore, the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos comes and disagrees. No, it's a derisa. Kesher Gemara Brachot Daf Kofal of Om Rabbi Yehuda Marav Minayin the Birchas HaTorah. That's Min HaTorah. Sheema Kishem Hashem Ekro Ho Begoyd Lo Lekeinu. Shagasari asks, it's not even a derisa. How can Shayim that are Chur Mavet to Shosh the Bar from the Torah Tchil? It's not even a derisa. It's only Rabbona. Elamai, it has to be at least a derisa. No, so they were even a derisa. So, Omob Dara, that was the Sibir. But I think Adayim Tzorachim, so even some derisa. A bit of the Esther the Raisa, Bishem al Kaisa, to bring such a food. Well, in my voice, there's something here much deeper. There's something very fundamental. Everybody who starts learning, and certainly came across the first Mishnah in Sefer Brachos, and they start Parashat Malchus, you have the Sefer Brachos. So the Yehudit Slach asks, and by the way, that slide happened to be at the end of the Masechet, that's some of Dalut. Why is Masechet Brachos called Masechet Brachos? You ever learn Masechet Brachos? Masechet Brachos begins with the halachos of Kriyat Shema. And after the halachos of Kriyat Shema, after that come the halachos of Tefillah. The halachos of Brachos you're not going to find until the sixth period. I'll tell you which case in the market. So why did the sect identify the sect with Brachos? The Stachatu should be called maybe the sect with Kriyat Shema, maybe the sect with Tefillah. Then I think closer to home, closer to the beginning. Why do we call the sect with Brachos? The Chazal tell us, and basically what the Noyud is trying to say, and he says an amazing thing. If he says, I want to reveal to you a Zgula Nifloa. You're all looking for Zgulas, yeah? The Tzlach says, not Stam Zgula, he calls it a Zgula Nifloa Shla Yishka. I want to give you an amazing Zgula that when you're learning, you'll be able to retain what you're learning not to forget. What is that Zgula? So the Tzlach Zgula is to say Birchus HaTorah in the morning of Kavon. What's the Tzlach? A Zgula Nifloa. A Gevaldik Zgula. But now you realize from the Tzlach he says by saying Birchus HaTorah b'kavona, the tremendous gula, the gevaldigus gula. So yishkach, not forget what you're learning. And he goes on to explain why. What's the secret? What's the secret of Birchus HaTorah? So yishkach should not forget. You don't have to be a tremendous bucky in Tehillim, but probably the first capital of Tehillim everybody knows. First capital begins, Ashur Hish, Ashur Hollow, Ashur Shoy, Der Chatoy Moyoma, Moshe Vaisin Moyosha, and then it says, Ki Betoyrus Hashem Chetzoy, his desire of Toyrus Hashem, what does it say after that? Ubetoyros Soy Yehege Yoyma Malolo, and he studies his Torah. So immediately Gemara Rabbi Nazar Daf Yutesh, Rob asks the steward. Pausing begins, Ki Betoyrus Hashem Chetzoy, the Torah that learns Hashem's Torah. And immediately following, Mami Shtarka Nehdibur, it says, Ubetoy Rasoi, Yehege Yoyim of the Lord. So Rabbi said, whose Torah is it? The Torah that you're learning. Is it Torah Hashem or Sir Torah? Steward. Ubetoy Hashem Chetzoi? And then it says, Ubetoy Rasoi, Yehege Yoyim of the Lord. And the Gemara answers with the following words. Kam Bitchilo Bikam of the Soy. Rashi learns, what's the Torah of the Gemara? Kam b'tchila. Before a person learns, it's not your Torah yet. You have no shakas yet. So before a person learns, it's Torah Hashem. Kam l'v'soif. L'v'soif means once you already studied, that Torah that you studied, that's your Torah. It's meduik in the Pasuk also. Ki b'Torah Hashem chetzoi. Which means you have not learned, you have a desire. You have a desire, you have not learned it yet. You have a desire to learn, so then it's Torah Hashem. It's not your Torah yet. But Kam l'v'soif. But once you have already studied, that which you've studied, that is your, that's your Torah. It's an interesting thing that the Sadma Rebbe once said, you know, when a Yid gets an Aliyah, you're able to turn, you make two brachas. First bracha says, Shabbat Chavonu, Chavonin, and Osalonu, Tayrosoi. Fine. What's the second bracha? Shenosalonu, Tayrosemis. You realize the second bracha says, the Torah that we received is the Tayrosemis. Why the first bracha does not mention that the Torah is Tayrosemis? Should have said, Shabbat Chavonu, Chavonin, and Osalonu, Tayrosemis. First bracha, it's not mentioned in Torah Semis, it's only mentioned in the second bracha. Why? So the Rebbe said, so like in jest, and he said very beautifully, very interestingly. Before a person is a Torah of the Torah, when they call you up, before you read the Torah is not yours yet. It's because his bracha was Torah. Because his bracha was Torah does not need any askomen. For sure it's Torah Semis, there's no question about it. When you have the Aliyah and you're a Torah of the Torah, now it's your Torah. Torah is not the portion that's a Torah Semis. We make a bracha, hopefully the Torah that we now, and my Torah is also Torah Semis. Hopefully my Torah is a Torah Semis. Okay, but this is the way Rashi learns. Kamas Lachan says, he said, I have a different shot in the Gemara. Kam b'tchila kam b'tchila. Again, the Kashi was, the Torah is Hashem, the Torah is Hashem. And then it says, the Torah is Hashem, the Torah is Hashem. The Gemara says, kam b'tchila kam b'tchila. The sentence starts the following. That this Gemara parallels another Gemara that you're quite familiar with. Brachas Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara there asks a similar stira. One pasuk says, "La Hashem Ha'aretz Umloyo." that everything belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the entire earth and everything in it. L'Hashem Arav Samoyo. Another pasuk says something else. Shemayim b'shemayim Hashem. But for Oretz Nosan Adnei Yodom. The earth belongs to us. So to whom does it belong to? Either L'Hashem Arav Samoyo? So the Gemara says, Kan koidim prophet, kan liachar prophet. Take an apple. Koidim the prophet does not belong to you. L'Hashem Arav Samoyo. Everything belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once you make a bracha, now belongs to you. You can eat it. Kam kveda bracha, kam liyaka bracha. So the Zvach says that the same thing is also. Kam bitchilo. Bitchilo means before you said birchis ha-toyro. Then it's toyro Hashem. So I call you bracha with toyro. Kam l'besoyf tachit. The Zvach means to say l'besoyf. Once you've made the bracha, once you said birchis ha-toyro, now the toyro becomes yours. Now belongs to you. What do we gain by that? Incredible, incredible Gemara. Listen to this. The Dor Tachlamet Ches. Milon Ugon Rabbeisai from Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you believe what the Gemara says over there? V'tchilo hoyim Moshe loyim et Torah u'meshachfo. In the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu used to study Torah, and he used to forget. Moshe Rabbeinu used to study Torah ad shinitne loyim b'matom. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe b'matom, shenem Rabbi Yitein al Moshe. Kechavoyzeh. What do you see from this Gemara? From this Gemara says, the Slach says in the Purish, that if you're Zaychet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Torah b'matom, you don't forget. So we just learned it a moment ago. Kam b'tchil v'kam l'mesoyif, that if you say Birchus HaTorah, now it becomes your Torah. If you mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now gives you the Torah b'matom, before you made the Birchus HaTorah, with the Torah Sashem. But once you make Birchus HaTorah, now it becomes your Torah. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you his Torah, and now it becomes your Torah. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Torah b'matom. If you get the Torah b'matom, you don't forget. The Torah said, but Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu used to forget. I didn't look at b'matom. By saying Birchus HaTorah, so now it becomes Torah soy. Now it becomes your Torah. The Tzlach as a result of that, that is Gula Birchus HaTorah. The person says, Birchus HaTorah, you should not forget what you're learning. It's as Gula to remember. Says the Slav Yavali, he says, you know why Maseches Brachos is called Maseches Brachos? Because when you're beginning to study Perush HaMapeh, the first Maseches Brachos. So right away, Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to give you a Zgula when you're starting to learn, starting a career of learning. By opening up the first Maseches Shas, you're beginning to learn. Right away, he wanted to give you a Zgula to remember what you're learning. He called Maseches Brachos, remind you to say Birchus HaTorah, so to speak. That's what's called Maseches Brachos. Not because the subject matter deals with brachas. Start with Prishma. Start with Tfilah. Call Maseches Brachos to remind you. You're starting to learn. I want to give you right away as a bullet to be Maseches in your learning. By saying Birchus HaTorah. That comes out to be said that it's bullet to retain what you're learning to say Birchus HaTorah. I think Rabbi Yisrael is there, Hashkofet. Al Mo of the Earth. What brought the Furman there to Israel? It doesn't say they didn't learn. So if Baruch Hu b'Torah Tchila, they did not say Birchus HaTorah. That means that they did not have this gula of the Tzlach. That means that they were learning, but they were forgetting. So the Torah went in one ear, the other ear. And at the end of the day, we didn't have Torah Tchalish for it. Eretz Yisrael without Torah Rabbi Yisrael can't have a cue. The Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yisrael, what is the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash? The Oren, it was the Defense of Kiddush. That is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Oren, that's the Torah. But if you're learning Torah even, if you're learning it in a way that what? That you're not able to remember, that you don't embody what you're learning. But Baruch Hu b'Torah Tchila means they didn't have the school of the stock, so they kept forgetting Torah. So they had it one moment, it's easy come, easy go. They had it with, and they're going on and on and on. So that is the Nekudim. So in your name, Rabbi Yisrael, practically speaking to the other one, I want to tell you the following. So the Tzlach says all that you have to do basically is for the Gula to retain your learning is to say Birchus HaTorah. I don't think my boy is merely a magical formula. Just say Birchus HaTorah, that's it. I think there's something in Birchus HaTorah that teaches us and gives us methodology to be able to retain what we are learning. The situation is as I quite familiar maybe with the Gemara Megillah Dabot. Martha, to somebody says, Yogati beloy motosi al tamen. The person says, I toiled, I put in time, I put the effort in learning, I was not masliach, don't believe it. Gemara. The person says, Yogati beloy motosi al tamen. Don't believe it. The opposite is also true. A person says, loy yogati motosi. I was not the yageya. I didn't toil, I didn't work, I didn't put in, Zman didn't put in time. And he says, Motosi also al tamen. By the way, the belt asks, the person says, Lo yogati motosi, it was matzliach al tamen, don't believe him. What shock not to believe? Give him a hair. I'm counting the moments over here. Give him a hair. Give him a test. Some say there, the difference is to say, al tamen, don't believe him that Lo yogati. You see that a person on my side, you see that he's matzliach learning. He says, Lo yogati motosi al tamen on the Lo yogati. But some he did put in time. Rabbi Shchaim from Malev Shavoyzai says something different. The fact is that some people, Rabbi Shchaim, that are highly intelligent, start the balakishur, they don't have to work hard. We know that. We see the yeshiva. Right? You have some talmidim that very quickly they're able to master the subject matter and does not require much yigia. So what does it mean? The loyal God to you, Matosi al tamen. Some people are able to do it, to be masliach. Rabbi Shchaim from Malev says, we're not talking about understanding the subject matter. Some people can do it very quickly without yigia. But Gati Matsosi does not mean knowing the subject matter. Matsosi means like the Gemara says, Matsosi Davov, Matsosi the also the Yod Mashva means a Kenyan. Time old, the Metal is here, I'm in Sasir. What does it mean? I'm in Sasir means it's mine. I found it. Matsosi the also the Yod Mashva. To learn Torah Abaisai and to have a Kenyan at Torah, that you and the Torah become one, that requires yigia. You may know the Tosis without Yigir. You may know the Gemara without Yigir. But it will not be Matosi, it will not have the Kinyan HaTorah. You and the Torah are two separate things. But in order to be Matosi, to have a Kinyan HaTorah, that you and the Torah actually become one, for that you need Yigir. But you got to Matosi al tamen. Cannot happen. If you become one with the Torah, you have that Yigir. You have to give yourself. That's a sacrifice. And you need to give. Now, what does Gemara say further? Yogati Matosi, a person says, you know what, I was Miyageya. I toiled. I put in the time, I put in the effort. And Matosi, Tam and believe it. Look, this line most people know. Yogati Matosi Tam. But there's another two lines there, which are critical. And the Gemara says the following. Hanemili. This fact that Yogati Matosi Tam, says the Gemara is only, says the Gemara says, is the chidudin, which means to say, in order to know the subject matter, yogati matosi tamen. You put in the time, put in the effort, believe him is masliyah. Here comes the next line. Avol oik me girse siyata dishmaye. Says Rashi, lo oik me girse shalo yishkach, for that in siyata dishmaye. It's a frightening Gemara. The Gemara says, in order not to forget, yigi will not help you. Yogati matosi tamen? Yeah. You know the Black Gemara. I mean, you know the Rishayim, possibly. But the Oik Megir says, Rashi says, Shlo Yishkach, not to forget, for that you have to have Siyata Dishmaya. And the question is, Rabbi, so why do you Siyata Dishmaya? You can chazer, you can review. And if two times is not enough, five times. What about Meir Kol Mevecho? Review as much as you need. Why have to have Siyata Dishmaya? Review it. Some people need less, some people need more. Gemara says, "Oik me girse shlo yishkach, yinit siyata dishmaya." Come with some soifer and says the Dover Nishwit. An amazing thing. Some soifer, who told you that when you review something, you remember? When you see it in everyday life. You might remember, lahav, the basic, you have to memorize a poem. Right? You reviewed it enough times, you remember it. Many things that you have to remember. If you review it over and over again, you remember it. Some soymus and the chiddush. He says, the teva ha-dvorim, that which nature is machayev, that if you review something to remember, is only dvorim gashmir. The moyev, the brain of the person, is a gashmir to get caught, where it was done. So memele, in order to remember, he says, secular item, dvorim shalchum, you review it, not time to remember. Torah is ruchni, is something that's spiritual, tchokmas Hashem. There's a stira, he said, between ruchnias and gashmias. and Bederech HaTeva, Ruchnis, and Gashmias, they are not homogeneous. They cannot really coexist together. Some Soifas and Bederech HaTeva, you can review it 100 times, but to remember Torah, it will not work. Elamai it does, so is that it is my. In order to be zayche, to remember Torah, not to forget Yitzhak and Ishmael. Chazorah al piteva will not work. Reviewing something to remember, that's Torah Gashmias. Gashmias and Gashmias, they fit. But in order to chazor something that is Chochmas Hashem, Kulei Kodesh, to be spiritual, Ruchnis and Gashmias, they're probably not, can't coexist with their chateva. So the emphasis is whatever you can chazor as much as you want, but their chateva you still do not remember. The reason why you do remember why Chazorah helps you is Yad Yishmai, because you're going to see, look, you're putting in all the Kodesh. You're going to see how much you're trying to remember. You're chadri, because you're going in Yad Yishmai. But it's not the Tevel Chazorah. As a matter of fact, the Alta Bel Rebbe, Baal said, he used the following lotion. Chazorah, he says, is a Zgula to remember. Up the bar. Chazorah is a Zgula to remember. People think it's an actual thing, a chadri. No. That's the Torah different. Chazor is as good to remember. A chazor enough times, it's as good to remember. That is the good Chazor. Look, Rabbi Isaiah. Hashem, when we're healthy, and we use the facilities, probably the bracha that you make more often during the day, the bracha not your yosher. Big excuse to be able to make that bracha properly. How do we conclude with that? As Kedai can mention it, because everybody says it a lot of times, we conclude right way for Boser Umafli Lasus. The Prophet heals all flesh. Umafli Lasus and does something which is a pillar. What are the Umafli Lasus, Rabbi Zayn? If you ask me, it's quite simple. The human body, it's a miraculous piece of creation and design. Everything, the discipline, just what goes into just in the eye. Every chemical in the body is devoid of the flowing which the Prophet designed it. But Ramah does not touch that. That's not what it means. Look at Shulchan Aruch, Simon Bov. You know what Mafli Lasus is? Ramah says, you know what the Pele is? The Pele, the Guf is a Gashmi to Guf. The Bov took in a Shoma from the Kisa Kovan, which is purely Rabbi Sai, spiritual. And the Bov was going to that in a Shoma to be able to reside and live together with the Gashmi to Guf. Their Hatev is not Shaykh. Reuper Chobos Umafli Lab, the Pella is, they had Ruchnis and Gashmias living side by side. That's the Pella. Kabader Chateva, Ruchnis and Gashmias cannot live side by side. That is the Pella. You know, the Alta Muslavotke, Baal Musa once pointed out, and he said the following. He said, you know, in the world there's all types of Shatchonim, the better Shatchonim, Shvacher Shatchonim. But he said, you know, even he said, the most inexperienced Shatchonim. Yeah. Even though it's inexperienced, it'll never occur to him to make a shidduch between an Odom and a Behemoth. It's not a shidduch. No shatran would ever come up with an idea to make a shidduch between a person and a Behemoth. And here came up when he brought, we made a shidduch between a Gufin and a Shoma. I don't understand that shidduch. Doesn't stim. Yes, Rabbi, that is the Mafli Lazarus. That is the Gemalti Gepel. So Oyvazoi, that the Chidush of some Soifer says, in the Bederech HaTeva, Chochmas Hashem, the Torah Gdoshe, which is Ruchnias, does not fit, will not be able, Rabbi said, to be absorbed by a Gashmias and Geguf. It's only the Siyata Dishmaya, the Siyata Dishmaya that makes it work. So if you think about it, what is Birchus HaTeva? What do we say? Hashubur Chabonim B'Kol Amen, not Zalom B'Toroz, it's Kedai, Rabbi, that once open up a tour in Birkas HaShacha. Look in Simim and Bov how the tour teaches. What does it mean? Asher Bochabon Mekolami gave us the Torah. Didn't just give us the Torah to study Torah. How did that do? Loshin HaTur. Think of 3 or 4 words. Ribahu chose us. And Notza Amonu, he gave us the Torah. Loshin HaBach. She is Atzei Begdushas HaTorah. Ribahu gave us the Torah that we should become transformed. Then every Yid becomes a Shtik Torah. That's the objective. The objective of the Torah is not just to study Torah. One to another. It's all important. But the ultimate idea that the Prabhu gave us, the term that we become transformed, we become spiritual beings. We become a Chemtish Shlotayra. Chinis Atse Mikdusha Satayra. And if you sit back and say to yourself, really, can I become a sacred Torah? Can I become a sacred Torah? For all I eat and I drink, I do all the gashmi things, all the physical things that the body needs, can I be a sacred Torah? Well, the world of Chassidim, Rabbi Rabinov of Pshitska, what did he say? What is a sacred Torah? What's a sacred Torah? You know what a sacred Torah is? You take the skin of an animal. Yeah, you take the skin of an animal. You make fluff. Skin of an animal is nothing. And he takes some drops of ink and you write on the skin of the animal words of Torah, and all of a sudden Rabbi Sai becomes transformed in a Kedusha Sefer Torah. Said Rabbi Binin, if our behavior can become a Sefer Torah, our Olam cannot become a Sefer Torah. A human being who lives Torah, who breathes Torah, who lives that life of Torah, is any less than our behavior? A behavior can become a Sefer Torah? A person's less, a person who lives like Torah, his life is the life of Torah, a body can become a sacred Torah. The Shalos Yitzchuvos Be'er Moshe from the Debesina Rov, he brings down that Hagoyim of David Daich. Of Daich was Mechaber Sefer Oil David, Talmud and Oil Yehuda. Strong Yedidus with Chassam Sefer. Matter of fact, Chassam Sefer mentions him at least twice. Famous Kashi of David Daish. One more Mokim is in Erechayim, it's in Kuf Chav Dalad. Hiksha Odom Kosher Kibbaraz Al Hagoyim Rav David Daish. To give you an idea, not only the Goyas of Rav David Daish, but the Tzidkis, he had 100 Chumras come out that was in the Tilos Yadayim. One of the Chumras were the Moshel, that the water that is shed cannot be drawn by a Goyim. That the water that is used for the Tilos Yadayim should be shed by the all kinds of chumras he had. The other chumras he had, he would never eat any bread, but he made sure himself that the flour was sifted to make sure there's no teloy, no chashash teloy. He didn't trust anybody else. It was a chumra. No matter who it be, yim and shiye. Would not eat any bread unless he personally supervised the flour. Maisha shoyer, he comes to visit with some soifer. And some soifer goes, and some soifer gives him like two rolls, two challah rolls. Some point to you about the chumra of David Daich, and he says to him, David, these two roles were personally supervised by two chashim and bachrim that I picked that they should make sure that the flour is pure and there's no chashash koloid. Now, the chumra of David Daich, even though it might be true, but he had a personal chumra that he doesn't rely on anything, only on himself. But Mishum Kvoidish of Sam Soifer, who gave him the roles, could not refuse, and he was about to eat. He picked up one of the rolls, and two little worms crawl out. And Rav David Daich said, "I imanim b'muni shalayim," he said, "there were no worms over here." Some Toivah said that. "I imanim b'muni shalayim," but because Rabu brought these two worms, that Rav David Daich should not have to be mabatel of his minute. Since Rav David Daich. The Shabbat Shulah Ber Moshe brings down that the Daich, once he comes to Presburg, was late at night, there's no place to go. So he goes to Beit Medrash, no problem. Where did he sleep? No problem again. Lies down on the floor. Early morning, some soifer comes into the Beit Medrash. You see the Zayid on the floor. He notices Hagoyim of David Daich. Some soifer, next morning, claps on the table. And he says, Rabbi Sai, Sefer Torah is enough of the Kashen, and he was going to find it. So brings down the shells of Chulas Ber Moshe. Sefer Torah is enough of the Kashen. Sefer Torah. A Chashen person, yeah, a Chashen Yid. No, Sefer Torah is enough of the Kashen. Sefer Torah falls down to the ground, we know we have to test. Going to the Daish is like the Sefer Torah. He's going to find it. So the Chonav Asama was related that the Netziv of Elohim was carrying a Sefer Torah. He was carrying a Sefer Torah, something happened and he slipped. He slipped, or he fell together with the Sefer Torah. So everybody was rushing to pick up the Sefer Torah. So the Netziv of Elohim called up, "No, first pick up," he said, "the Netziv, he's the living Sefer Torah. Then you pick up the other Sefer Torah." You hear that? He falls and the Sefer Torah falls. Instinctively, everybody runs to pick up the Sefer Torah. And Israel Lodin cried out, no, first you pick up the Netziv, because he's the living Sefer Torah. That's what the Bach is telling us. That is what the Torah is supposed to accomplish. To this Atzim Yigdushas HaTorah. That we become transformed because this is the Sefer Torah. And I'm Eloi Bazoi. If that is the purpose, in the Tzatzim of the Kedushas HaTorah, so I'm going to tell you, Reb Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin, in the Sefer Pri Tzadik, in Vayikra, he's down to share the Choyz of Lublin. Choyman said that it was a Talmud Chocham, in Oli Vyevye, hardly had any food to eat. For some reason, he looked quite heavy. The question was, how do you become heavy? Hardly eats. You don't eat. Normally, you don't get any weight. And the Chayyim of Lublin said, and again, I'm quoting this from Reb Tzadik HaKohen and Sefer Pri Tzadik. The Chayyim of Lublin says, you know who this person is? This person is a person who has been transformed like a Sefer Torah. So, a general person, my boy, says, if he eats two, three slices of bread, he'll show up. By this Talmud Chacham, every Tosfos that goes into his body, he gets heavier. Every Tosfos. Because him and the Tosfos is one. He's the embodiment of the Torah. It's a habit and effect on the person. A regular person? Person who is quite who is chumrius, from hell about it, Gashmius. Has an effect on Gashmius, on the book. By him, he said, being that his book has been transformed, it became a roshnius. And the middle of the Torah says, every Tosfos that he eats, his book expands. So the Satsang of Kedushas HaTorah. So Mary Bazoi Rabbi said, so I believe one more Nekudah. Famous Kasha that Rav Meir Simcha and Meshach Chochm asks, and he all asks, Shubachabon and Mekolamim Nazanon was Teroso. Everybody knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu, actually, if we're allowed to say, sort of like Pedal with the Torah, Hashem has seen I bought before Kodesh Baruch Hu presented the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he went to Esau. One of them was Kabul Torah, Mach Sibo, what does it say there? Oh, Lashir Tosh, not for me. Went to the B'nai Yishmoel and so on. They didn't want to accept it. They heard what it says in the Torah. What does that mean? Rabbi Tzai, I want to ask you a question. If you have the Shevet Mitzvah B'nai Noyach, you would have to do it anyway. But Baruch Hu asked him, Lashir Tosh. No, I don't want the Torah because Lashir Tosh is not for me. I have to murder. I have to kill. I don't want the Torah. The Lashir Tosh wanted the Shevet Mitzvah B'nai Noyach. They have to keep it anyway. So what's the difference? We don't want to keep the Torah. They have to keep it. I think the difference would be as follows, because even if the Umas Oil and Rabbi Sahib would accept Torah, they would not become a Kedushim of Sefer Torah. Their goof would not become this Hapa. That's a privilege that only he has. Kedushas Yisrael, Asher Bochar Bonu Mekolam, that's the Bochar Bonu. Because even though they also were offered the Torah, but they would never would have received the Torah in a way, now even if they would have received the Torah, but they would not become transformed into Kedushas Sefer Torah. Kai Mitzvahs HaTorah. That would be Kai Mitzvahs HaTorah. But they would still be what they are. The Guf is the Guf. The Torah is the Torah. And they have to be Mekai. But the Bochar Bono, when the Prophet chose us, well, we are different. We have the advantage. We have the Maila. That we not only are Mekai Mitzvahs HaTorah, but we become transformed. So Rabbi Yisai. Now, when the Noi Buddha says that he should say, Birkas HaTorah, you know what that means? It does not mean just say it. But take the message. Say it in the morning, Birkas HaTorah. In other words, what is demanded of me? Demand of me that from now on I live my day in a way that I become transformed. I change my lifestyle. That's the process of learning. A person who learns Rabbi Sai and it did not change him, did not accomplish. The idea is that a yid that learns is not the same yid that he was before he learned. A yid that learns Torah goes out into the world, has an effect, how he deals with people, how the words come out of his mouth. There's no lilupeh, there's no geneva, there's no gazela, there's no deceiving, there's no lying. You make a kiddush Hashem in the world. That's the top of the Torah, to change your person. And that Rabbi said, that message is incorporated when you say, now, if you become Rabbi Zayi Chetz of Torah, then about you're not going to forget. So the only reason we forget is because the Torah is Ruchnius and you're Gashmius. But you yourself become Ruchnius, you become the Satsang of Torah, the And you and the Torah rabbis are on the same plane. You also become a shtick rutnias. There's no steerage between you and the Torah Kodesh. You become like one. And that is the Nikudas Advarim. I think as we are living now in challenging times, the Torah begin in Maslow. The idea of voice is not just simply to learn Torah, but to take the message of Torah to be able to transform us, that we actually become an Amat Torah, that our goof actually becomes represented, becomes the embodiment of Torah itself. The Torah, hopefully, that we learn becomes a part of us. And the result of which Baruch will look down, and Bez Hashem, as we see, we say, Hashem Yishmuchama, which Baruch is the one that wages war. Baruch Hu therefore gave us the opportunity, the Mulchamta Shul Torah. We also, Rabbi Tzai, because Baruch Hu gave us the tools of how we wage war. We do the Shtadlus, Savadet, they are on the front lines. Vali Mesiris Nefesh. But no, Rabbi Tzai, we also need Mesiris Nefesh. We're not on the front lines, but there's Mesiris Nefesh right here at home. Here's the base Nefesh. Learning a little better. Davening a little better. We're also on the front lines in a different way. And the male with the Magna Bus also a little bit more, a little bit of Mesiris Nefesh. They have the real Mesiris Nefesh. But the Magna Bus is also, the Bokhu sees, that we are also together. Each Chelik does their part. Their Mesiris Nefesh is in one area, and our Mesiris Nefesh is in our area. You know, as the Pesuk says, Vayachloish Yeshua Samolek Lefi Chorel. So I'm going to tell you from Yosef Tzidushitsky, the Rabbi Yerushalayim, you're the successor of Yosef Chaim Zonneveld. The mouth was the chorot. The mouth is the Torah. It's the tilde of the That's our chorot. That's the chorot that we use. She had to say the Shmaya. The Baruch should listen to our chorot. Say Abin Malkeinu, Shema Koleinu, Uzvarachem Eleinu, and Batle Machshav Seinenu, and Hofra Tzaseinenu. As Hashem should be zayche, as Hashem very very quickly to see. The Hagul Torah, La Dira, Sluta, the Torah, Yeshuas, and the Chomas, and the Fuas, and to be Zaykhataka from all of the darkness that we are living in, that you turn into the light, the Irish of Mashiach, with the Nergitz of the Torah, or to be a Sagoyal of the Meravimel. Amen.